Worship postures. How do you sit when you read a book? Do you always sit at the same seat at the table every night? And how do you stand when you greet a stranger? What do you do when you approach a long-lost friend? What is your facial expression when you are confident? And how could someone look at you and know if you are worried or afraid? Posture is something we do without thinking. And yet, our posture betrays our emotions, our innermost feelings, even our needs. To accentuate praise in worship, we might stand or raise our arms. If we desire to stress humility or reverence before God, we might bow our head or even kneel. We sit to listen, or maybe just to take a rest. Visual elements of worship are as necessary and important as verbal. We participate in worship with our body as much as with our hymns of praise or the silence of prayer. People stand, people sit. We walk to receive communion. We close our eyes in prayer. We reach out to share Christ's peace and smile as a way to welcome. The pastor faces the altar. The pastor faces the people. Hands reach out in greeting or are folded in prayer. The sign of the cross is lifted over bread and wine, or a baby in baptism, or in benediction as we go into the world. Posture is very much a part of worship. The hymnal gives directions that suggest what posture we might adapt or adopt at a certain time. The point of our actions is to involve our entire body in the act of serving God in worship. Different postures denote different feelings, much like a frown or a smile. And we do them together because we are one body. For instance, when our legs start running, our hands and heart usually follow along. Well, it's the same in worship. And yet at different times and places, our posture might change. These directions in a hymnal are called rubrics. They're just suggestions. Whether we bow our heads or not in prayer is not what determines whether heaven will be our home or not. All these suggestions are colored by reality and experience. For instance, some love to stand for prayer and others can't because of the pain of arthritis or the reality that their four-year-old keeps trying to wander away. And so what is a mother to do? I guess the most important thing for all of us is to seek to understand why a particular posture is suggested. And at the same time, reflect upon what postures in worship might be distracting or hamper worship. And then we might well remember that we are only speaking of our formal worship service. What postures will our worship of God take on at work, or at home, or at play? In those settings, you, not the pastor, are the worship leader, and your posture there is just as important as when you are in church. If you are parents with younger children, You know that you spend a lot of time at home, helping your children to learn through practice the formation of good posture. There are certain places to sit or to stand. There are times to touch and times not to touch. There are times to say thank you, and even times to sit quietly in a corner. Posture is part of all that we do. Having your children fold hands and close eyes in prayer is not the only way a prayer works, but it is good practice to teach how not to be distracted when praying. Standing and sitting in worship when mom and dad stand or sit helps them to learn what is going on and why. You can use each moment in worship as a teachable moment if you remember that everything we do is happening for a reason. Readings, hymns, bread and wine, the water of baptism, and yes, even posture are all part of responding to God's love and sharing that love with each other. Your kids want to know why we do what we do. Don't be afraid to think about how you can help them to learn, even through our posture in worship.